Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi's Daf Nun in the Oizu Hadar edition, Perek Shishi, towards the end of Halacha Gimel. We're starting in the third line, Daf Nun. So we just learned in the previous Daf, we had a machlekes of Rav Ze'ero against Rav Amy and Rav Hilo. And Rav Ze'ero said that when you have a ikar, you have a vegetable of Shemitah that was planted in the ground, and from there grew something new in the eighth year, the growth, the gidulin, is mevatel the ikar. The growth is mutter, and that cancels the ikar. And Rav Hila said, no, it's not mevatel. And the Gemara explained in the previous doubt, the reason is, because whatever grows from something asr becomes asr as well. If the vegetable on the ground is shemitah, whatever grows from it is also shemitah. So now the Gemara goes on and says, Ravo al arbel. Ravo went to this place called Arbel. He came and it was hosted by Abba Bar Binyamin. Also, Shalunle, he came and asked him, this case of the onions they put into the ground. Once the vegetable grew, once the onion grew, new items, there's new leaves, so it cancels the whatever in the ground, and the whole thing is not Shemitah anymore. Chamsun smichin aloy. Then he saw the people of the city relying on him, relying on his black halacha, and they're planting the onions and eating what's grown. All I said was, once you grind it, if you put the vegetable intact into the ground and it grows, then it's also. If you grind it, it's similar to what we learned at the end of the previous daf, that if it's dovash hazara kole, once the zera is gone, so if it grows mutter. So say yeah, when you grind it and you take away the ikar, and you don't have the ikar as a full intact item, so then whatever grows is mutter. I know what happened from the beginning to end. Once he heard the Rav Lo and Rav were arguing with Rav Ze'ero, so he changed his mind. I mean, originally he really was paskin like Ze'ero, but once he heard there was a machlekes, so he changed his mind. He told everybody, I just is going to say like Rav Ze'ero only in the case that it's grind. Halacha Dalet says the Mishnah. Mimatai muter odom likach yerek b'motzi shvi'is. When can a person go and buy vegetables in motzi shvi'is, assuming it did not grow in Shemitah, but it grew the year after Shemitah? Mishiyatze kayetzibo. Once there is new vegetables growing in the ground, you can assume the vegetables are being sold or from the new vegetables. Also a bochir hutar ofil. You have areas where vegetables grow earlier than other places. So you can go and buy in all places, assuming that whatever is being sold, even in the places where the new vegetables did not grow yet, they probably ship the vegetables from the areas that already have the new vegetables. Rabbi iti likach yerek motzi shvi'is miyad. Rabbi allowed to take vegetables and motzi shvi'is immediately, as we'll see in the Gemara, because he holds you can bring vegetables from chutz la'aretz, from out of Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Mishnah, in which seems shemen tsreifo means trumo that became tome. You're not allowed to take it out to chutz la'aretz. Uper is shvi'is, and also fruits of shvi'ito. Me'aretz chutz, you can't take from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz. Says the Mishnah, Daf Nun on base. Omar Rebbe, shamati beferish, I heard clearly. Shemotzim l'suyo, vein motzim chutz la'aretz. I agree, you don't take out the chutz la'aretz, but you could take it out to Syria. Syria is the area which is in the north of Eretz Yisrael, which has a din of a little bit of Eretz Yisrael, and it's not completely like regular chutz la'aretz. Ein levin truma chutz la'aretz, you're not allowed to bring truma from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Omar Rebbe, shamati beferish, I heard clearly, shemivim misuyo, you do bring from Syria. We don't bring for regular chutzlars. Says the Gemara. Originally, they did not allow to buy vegetables, as mentioned in the Mishnah, in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So then they allowed to take vegetables from the borders of Eretz Yisrael, where they get vegetables from chutzlars. Because they saw it's impossible to prevent it from vegetables coming from chutzlars, and many of the vegetables there are not from Eretz Yisrael. You still can't bring vegetables from chutz la'aretz to main land there to Israel. Then the Rishakim, he could bring vegetables from chutz la'aretz there to Israel. Reb Chaim explains that originally they didn't want them to bring vegetables from chutz la'aretz because maybe they're going to bring with it a piece of earth from chutz la'aretz which causes tumu. And then they allowed it. You're still not allowed to buy in Eretz Yisrael vegetables right away in Motzi Shemitah, because maybe they're vegetables of Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe itir likach yerek meotzei shvi is miad. Rebbe says that's also mutter. Now that I allow you to bring vegetables to Chutz Laretz, I can be toiler than any vegetable you're buying is coming from Chutz Laretz. Bar min kaf loito. Except this vegetable called kaf loito, which is not so necessary, most people don't eat it. So Rebbe felt that I'm not going to be matir. That's one thing that will still be awesome. Ma avdunle tzipurai. What did the people from Tzipori did? Al bashune soko vekitmo. They put a sack and ashes on this vegetable. Vaisunik kemi Rebbe, brought in front of Rebbe as if the vegetable is mourning. Omuli machoto din min kol yarko. Why is this vegetable different than all the other vegetables? Ma nishtana yarek ezem mikol yarokos. All the vegetables you allow to buy right away in Moti Shemitah, this vegetable is the only one they're not. Veshor leiloin. So Rebbe allowed it. Ula bar Yishmol b'shem Chanino. Rebbe v'avyeisei v'yudo nachtun la'akoy. Rebbe and Yerisei v'yudo went to Akoy. V'izkabun gabi Ramona. They were being hosted by Ramona. Amrin lei Rebbe. They told Ramano. Asalnu lefes echad shel yerek. Please do for us one dish of vegetables. Ovid loin koipad. He went and did for them meat. The next day told him, "Asenu lefes echad shel yerek." Another one. We want a dish of vegetables. Ovid loin tanigaloiso. He made for them a chicken. Amar Rebbe nikaru zeshu mi pesach shel Shmuel. Ah, he's probably a talmid of Shmuel because Shmuel said the vegetable is not good for the body. So he's doing for us meat instead. Amar leavyisi b'abyudo. He's not even from the door of Shmuel. He's not talmid of Shmuel. So why is he doing, giving us meat instead of vegetables? To talmid min talmudoy de avyudo. He is a talmid from the talmud of avyudo. De avyudo ama hayerek also b'sifei Yisrael. That's avyudo that said that he now laid vegetables right after Shmita in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he doesn't want to feed us vegetables. Kadase legabe, when Ramana once came to visit Rebbe, so he told him this story again, and he said, "You remember, you forgot that you didn't serve us the vegetables. Is that the reason?" And he says, "Yes, because of Yehuda said you're not allowed to eat vegetables in the borders of Eretz Yisrael right after Shemitah." On my life, so Rabbi told him, "Tzarich aviso ovid kavasol. You should have done like us. We hold that there's no problem of eating vegetables in the border, as Rabbi said. We were not to eat vegetables even on Eretz Yisrael, where it's coming from Chutz Laretz, and there's no reason for you to be machmir." And the Rash Sirilawa adds over here, that he says, don't add machlekes bisol, don't create machlekes. Now we have a hero, we have a psak, they allow to eat vegetables in Eretz Yisrael right after Shemitah, so you should rely on that psak, and you should have given us the vegetable dish that we requested. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Nun.